95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Greetings, senor. How are thou?
I am good, thank you. You?
Aces.
Perfect.
Fine and dandy.
Let's talk about what's coming up on today's show, shall we?
Alrighty.
COVID mania is a thing.
What does it mean?
It is a thing that I've had, and I thought until I read this article that I was the only one that had it.
Oh, you had it twice.
Yes.
You had COVID twice,
yes.
And you ended up with fever dreams and freaking out.
Yes.
Wow. And so that's more common than you thought.
But I was told it was not a fever dream. I was told that it was my brain actually malfunctioning.
Well, this is anything new? I mean, they were just talking to you about life
just
in general.
Normal?
Yeah. Wow, interesting though.
But so I read an article where there was another woman who had this crazy COVID mania. It sounds a lot like mine.
Wow.
So
you had it. We want to talk to you if you had it or
not
someone
right
knows.
Not right now, but
yeah.
In eventually the 4 o'clock hour.
Okay.
Weird COVID symptoms.
Interesting. That's
because
crazy.
That's one that I sort of stopped telling people because it makes me sound like I'm insane.
Oh, you should tell them more. They need to know where they stand, you know.
So we're going to do that in the 4 o'clock hour. Also, we were doing our great news podcast again today.
Psycho Mike? Yeah.
And he has a first, middle, and last name for his pet. For all three.
Whoa. So he's a crazy pet person.
First, middle, and last. So in the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to take your calls on that.
Yeah, I guess Ichi Pixie Pop the Pup is her full name, my dog, so.
Wow, okay. Well, we've got one here as well. And the high-low game is up to $1,700 this hour.
Yeah!
So before 4 o'clock, we'll give you a chance to play the high-low game and win $1,700.
Woo! You know, I was scraping my hash pipe just the other day.
Were you?
A lot of tar. Wow, a lot of tar. Mm-hmm. So I got some nice...
Clean it right out?
Yeah, smoking to do later, that tar. Woo, that's nasty. That's nasty. I've heard.
Sure, of course. You don't know.
No.
Why would you know?
Yeah, exactly.
A woman infected with COVID-19 suffered severe delirium that caused her to take her clothes off and drink body wash.
Oh, no. Wait, you didn't do any stripping naked when you had your COVID.
I did not, but I did have the delirium.
Yeah, that's really
weird. I saw animals and people and all kinds of stuff that were out to get me.
So now I'm starting to think maybe I want to get it after all.
No, you
that
don't.
That sounds fun.
No.
It was horrible, right?
It is not at all fun.
So what else with this woman?
She stripped naked for no reason, drank shower gel, and washed her clothes in a toilet after getting COVID in a bizarre display of delirious mania.
Very delicious different. Mania.
Very different.
I love it.
Delicious mania is playing the forum next month. Doctors have revealed that this is an unidentified patient in her 30s. She tested positive for the virus in, do you say it, Qatar or Qatar?
Yeah, Qatar.
That's
really weird.
And at the time was considered well with no previous mental health issues.
Okay. All right.
So that's where we differ.
Yeah. There's a divergence.
But after 4 days of her home quarantine, during which she developed only mild physical symptoms.
Okay.
Which is also a little bit different than mine.
Very different. You were very sick.
Yes.
Twice.
Her family, I was really only very sick with the second time. Yeah, the first time was bad, but not awful.
Right.
And her family started to notice her displaying unusual behavior. Huh. It's so funny. They write this, a woman stripped naked, quote, for no reason.
Oh, yeah, there's a good reason.
Right.
What?
I'm not sure why.
She's not from Florida.
Why they would put that in quotes?
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah.
She became agitated, required less sleep, and had been talking excessively.
So this is something called COVID mania, huh?
Yes.
So this is kind of a new, just surfacing. You would have run into this a while ago because you experienced this.
Yes, I did experience this, and I stopped telling people because everybody looked at me like I was crazy.
You're hanging out with the wrong people, man. You tell me that, and I'm like, oh, cool. Hey, that's awesome,
so
man.
So now that it's a thing,
right?
Now I can tell my story again. It's called delirious mania.
That's delicious mania.
Delicious, if you're me, sure. If you can't speak the English language, right. That's a thing.
Yeah.
So they were saying, the doctor said on the day of admission, she impulsively drank 100 milliliters of body wash.
Oh, that's not good.
Which was the final factor leading her relative to bring her to the hospital.
All right, shut it down. You know what? Washing your clothes in the toilet, I can deal with that, but this.
She showed up at the hospital. The test came out normal. She had no history of mental health problems and was not taking any medication and never drank alcohol or used drugs.
Whoa.
So that's
where's your problem.
But she was briefly tearful, highly agitated, and kept wandering into the department and asking to go home. So it's a thing.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah. Well, neat. You know, as if this wasn't bad enough.
Now there's delirium.
Yeah, yeah. Which you've already experienced. You can stamp absolute truth to it.
And I have some relatively funny stories about that we'll talk about next hour.
Neat. That I like.
When we take calls from people who had strange symptoms from COVID on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I'm pretty excited about this particular story. I would like to find this, yes.
You would love to find this, wouldn't you?
Very happy.
Drugs found stashed in Little Debbie box during Arkansas traffic stop. This happened in Johnson County, Arkansas. Don't know where that is.
It's not a good safe place to put it because, you know, man, donor needs some weed and some sweets.
And
then
you need some sweets.
Yeah.
According to the Johnson County Sheriff's Office, the driver of a vehicle got out and ran away from a traffic stop.
That's not suspicious.
Just booked it. Just ran as fast as he could.
Why'd you pull over then? Keep going.
But by the way, after a deputy saw methamphetamine paraphernalia in plain view. Deputies also claimed a woman in the vehicle tried to hide a small bag of pills.
Give me the pills.
So they called a canine unit, was called to the scene, and the deputies located the driver hiding right nearby in the woods. Like, he wasn't trying to run.
You can't see me.
Yes. He was right kind of a couple of trees back.
Dude, you want to try a little harder and then we'll come get you?
I don't know exactly what he was thinking.
Well, you know.
The deputies determined that the pair were both felons from Oklahoma, the woman having a felony arrest out of Oklahoma City for vehicle theft.
So, wow, they sound like a fun couple.
The suspect's vehicle was searched, authorized, and uncovered 100 grams of meth.
Woo!
150 Xanax pills.
Oh, man.
Half a pound of marijuana. And a handgun with a serial number scratched off.
Oh, I don't know how that happened.
Deputy said most of the drugs were discovered in a Little Debbie oatmeal cream pie box.
Little Debbie, I am coming home.
I love those. Oh. How dare they taint Little Debbie?
I need to find Southern culture on the skids. I hope we have them.
That is so good. You've had them, right?
Little Debbie rules. Yeah.
So I'm outraged.
Yeah, how dare they?
The police department actually has a tiny sense of humor. When they posted on Facebook.
Oh, yeah?
As cops, we can't begin to tell you how much this upsets us. Snack food is our life. If criminals start messing with zebra cakes, too, we're going to take it personally.
How odd. Well, it's really weird. It's really 2021, isn't it?
Leave them alone, people.
I think that's a good place to put it.
You need to have that.
When you have a stash of stuff, you have what's called a dirty box. You know, that's where I keep all my, you know, all stuff, paraphernalia.
Sure.
And I like to put it in weird things like that. Like, I keep mine now. It used to be a box of soap, real nice soap, and it has a little bow on the top, and it looks really pretty and real nice. And inside, it's, you know, it's foul. So that's pretty funny. I mean, that's a good place to keep it.
It is a good place to keep it, except for when the canine shows up.
Yeah. I know it's in you.
It turns out they can find it.
It's not dog treats.
In the Little Debbie. What did you call yours? A filth hole?
No, that's something else.
What did you call it?
A dirty box.
Dirty box.
Yeah. Yes. Filth hole. Wow, I like how your mind twists stuff into...
Filth hole. Listen, that's what I thought you said.
They're playing coach too. River is Rising. That is the new stuff from Slash from his album 4 that's going to be out in February. And actually, they've already put out the lyric video. So if you want to see what he's saying, you can find that now on his social. But
that is a good
video.
Song.
It is. It's good.
It's a very good song.
Nice and loud and fast. And I like that. That's good stuff.
Time for the KLOS High Low game. Powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Win $1,700.
Yeah, this is the same number from yesterday. We were playing yesterday. So it's been racking up the points.
It's a number between 0 and 95. We can tell you this. The last guess was 57, and it was too high.
Too high. That was too high. Okay. So,
caller 13, 818-955, KLOS. Good luck. It is the KLOS High Low game. KLOS, who's this?
It's Jeff.
Jeff, you're caller 13.
Oh, wow. You're kidding. Wow.
You automatically got Evanescence and Hailstorm tickets.
You're going to the show.
Oh, beautiful.
Tickets for that are at Ticketmaster.com. And you can play the KLOS High-Low game powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Win $1,700.
Nice.
It's a number between 0 and 95. The last guess was
cocktails.
50.
Oh, I'm sorry. Would you guys like some cocktails while you're playing your game? Can I get you anything?
Yes.
What would you like?
I'm very distracted by your short skirt.
Give me a rum and coke.
You got it. I'll be right back with your rum and coke. Thank you, sir.
The last guess was 57, and it was too high. So a number between 0 and 95.
Let's go 45.
45? Is that what you're guessing?
Yep.
All right. Well, hold on. I'm putting that in the computer, and it says...
Are you high? Are you high?
You are high as a kite.
Hey, you might not need your rum and coke. You're already high.
There we go.
All right. You get the tickets, the Evanescence and Hailstorm tickets, so hold on.
All right. Thank you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Greetings, senor.
Very excited about finding this article. Woman infected with COVID-19 suffered severe delirium.
It's a weird thing to be excited about. But you do have a reason.
I said that poorly. that caused her to take off her clothes and drink body wash. Because my brain malfunctioned while I had COVID.
Right.
I had a temperature of 103, 104.
Right. Now, so when you first told me that, because you got it twice, and the really bad time was this past New Year's Eve.
Correct.
You spent a night in the ER.
Yeah. I got out, I think it was 5 a.m. on January 1st.
How many times have you spent the night in ER? Is it the first time for New Year's Eve?
That is certainly a way you want to party.
Yeah.
Tell you that.
But so then now you went home and you enjoyed some crazy.
Well, they said you should... Normally, we would take care of you here. We would get you a room and blah, blah, blah. But there's so many people here that have COVID that you will probably get worse. So go home and just keep an eye on it. Mm-hmm. So I went home and I kept an eye on it. And the doctor would call me 3 times a day and would ask me my temperature and my blood oxygen level, which is that little thing that you put on your finger.
Right.
So it can test it. Mm-hmm. And every night, I had what I thought were fever dreams.
Yeah. So when you first told me about it, I'm like, well, that just sounds like, I mean, that happens to people. Their mind goes way south when you get fever, bad fever.
Yes.
But you were extreme.
It was super
realistic.
It was super realistic, but it was also very dangerous to me. Everything wanted to hurt me.
Right.
And so it was really scary.
Right.
Like, I would see people poking their heads around looking at me to see if I'm awake.
I mean, this, honestly, what you're describing is a very common reaction to meth. Like, I had a friend who was really, and he would call me and tell me the craziest stuff. And he's like, I know there's not a guy around the corner holding a butcher knife.
Right.
I know he's not there.
Right.
But...
That's what I told myself as well.
And it doesn't do no good.
Yeah.
But this isn't so, but it turns out,
super threatening because they want to do you harm.
Yeah. There's nothing worse than fighting your own brain. But now it turns out it wasn't fever, really.
Well.
Maybe, apparently.
I think it was fever causing my brain to malfunction is what the doctor told me.
So they actually told you it was malfunctioning.
Yes. So my brain just wasn't working right because my fever was so high.
Is it still under warranty? Now, I might get a phone call from a telemarketer pretty soon about your warranty for your brain.
Sure. One day, I woke up and both of my shins were bleeding.
Oh, man.
One of them had a bandage on it, and my daughter was there taking care of me. And I was like,
fun for her.
What happened? She said, you were running around the apartment chasing people out.
Oh, man. Wow, that's scary.
And I said, people that weren't there, right? And she said, yep. And then
you have a good daughter.
Yes, no kidding. And then one night I heard noises. I was convinced. By the way, during the day, I couldn't have gotten out of bed to save my life.
Right.
Like going to the restroom was like climbing Mount Everest.
Right.
That's how much energy I had.
But your brain found superpowers at night.
At night, I heard noises one night and I thought, she's having people over. How irresponsible of her. So I walked into her room. She just told me this one recently. And she said that I asked her where her friends were. And she said, I was sleeping and I'm not appreciating this. And I said, turn over that pillow.
You thought they were under the pillow?
And she said... You honestly think I could fit a friend under this pillow?
Well, to be fair, your brain does work in that particular way sometimes. You're not good with dimensions, so maybe that's not.
No, that's not. I no, don't think crazy. That was it.
That's so weird.
But it is a thing where this woman, this particular woman that they found, stripped naked for no reason, drank shower gel because it smelled good, and washed her clothes in the toilet.
Oh, man.
She started hallucinating and talking to people who were not there. I was doing that.
We should call her. You guys should talk. Maybe you could compare notes.
My daughter put me back in bed and put one bandage on one leg, and she said I was being rude. So she just went back to bed and left the other one, which is the right thing to do.
Sure, of course.
If I'm being rude while she's taking care of me. I was like, I was running around looking for people that weren't there. Yes, you were. I saw spiders on the roof that were coming to get me. I saw a fox in the hallway.
Suddenly it's a lost weekend.
And I got a flashlight out.
Mm-hmm.
And I would shine the flashlight down the hallway.
Oh, man.
And the fox would disappear.
Whoa.
And as soon as I turned it back off, the fox was there.
And your brain was telling you this is normal.
Yes. My brain was telling me, yes, this is here.
Yeah, of course that he disappears.
Even though I just saw evidence that it wasn't.
Right.
My brain was saying, yes, it is.
Well, it's a fox. They're tricky.
They're sneaky little suckers.
Exactly.
They know the flashlight trick.
How are we going to eat him?
All right. So we want, here's what I think would be fun. Your brain malfunction, look, we don't want crazy people.
Oh,
right?
Well, then everybody just go ahead and tune out.
No, but I mean,
because that's
like we want.
Who else is listening to KLOS?
You're right. Good point. You're normally not like this.
Right.
But you had a temperature for whatever reason.
Right.
It could be COVID. It could be the flu. It could be whatever you have.
Right.
When your temperature gets high, you see things and experience things that just don't exist.
Right.
And that's scary.
Yeah. And we want to hear about it because it's cool.
Yes, we do. 818-955-KLOS is a phone number. 818-955-KLOS. I had COVID and had some really bizarre mental things happen to me. Dreams. Crazy, crazy threatening dreams. And there's a woman who also displayed something called delirious mania. That's the name of it. Mm. Delirious mania. When your temperature gets so high,
Brain just melts down.
Yes, whether it's COVID or not.
Yeah.
So we're taking calls on your temperature was so high, weird things
or
happened.
Something your brain did for whatever reason.
Your brain malfunctioned.
Right.
You have a story like that?
I had a cousin. Poor guy had Parkinson's very early. And because he had Parkinson's, he took a drug called Levodopa Carbidopa. I had to drive up to his home in Lake Gregory a couple different times in the middle of the night because he swore there was these little mechanical robots about 18 inches tall. And if he looked at them, they'd hide and they'd run. And it was just this vivid hallucination from the drug.
Yeah. It's so frightening what your brain can do.
Yes.
What your brain convinces you is, what did you have to do to make him believe that the robots were gone?
Just turn on all the lights and look under all the beds and search through the closet. You know, he just was absolutely terrified.
Sure. Well, no wonder.
Yes, no wonder.
Yeah.
With little robots stalking you.
Yeah,
of course.
Have you seen that episode of The Twilight Zone? I mean, damn.
You guys, I love it.
Thank
I'm always listening.
Thank you.
Nice.
In there.
Thanks, man. Thank you. Appreciate the call.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin, what's up?
Talking about you had temperature and your mind malfunctioned.
Yeah, I had the chicken pox when I was in, like, junior high. Mm-hmm. And I woke up dreaming and sleepwalking into my bathroom, locked the door, tore the sink off the wall, and threw it in front of the door, and jumped out the window because I had a 105 fever because I had the chicken pox.
Oh, man. How far up were you? How far up was that window?
It wasn't bad. A single story.
18th floor.
18th floor.
And I was in my underwear.
Oh, fun. Right.
And I went around right when I hit the wet grass, I woke up, though. And I ran around the back door, and my mom was making tea, like, late at night.
That's hilarious. She didn't hear you. She didn't hear you rip the toilet, the sink off the wall?
No.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, no. That was in my dream. And then I jumped out the window.
So
when I came back around, I woke up out when I hit the wet grass.
Oh, that's so crazy.
And my mom was like freaking out. And
sure.
Yeah.
As she should have been.
Yeah. Right on, man. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. 818-955-KLOS, your fever dreams.
We are talking to people who had high temperatures and their brain acted weird.
Said.
You have a story like that?
Hey, this is Nick.
Hey, Nick.
When I was 22 years old, I had the misfortune of going through alcohol withdrawal, and this lasted for about 16 days. I was such a heavy drinker, and I tried to quit, and I dropped down to 106 pounds.
Wow.
And every night when I was trying to sleep, I would see the same damn shadow figure standing at the foot of my bed, and I swear this thing was scratching at my feet and pulling my legs. And it lasted for 16 days. It was pure torture.
Dude, that is horrible. So you've seen the movie Lost Weekend, right? I mentioned that a little while ago.
Yeah, I've seen the trailer for it, but I haven't actually watched it.
Oh, okay. I mean, I was just thinking, as I understand it, that's a pretty accurate representation of what you were going through, what that is like, that kind of withdrawal.
You can actually die from withdrawals from alcohol.
Yeah.
It's one of the worst things to withdraw from.
Yeah.
Crazy.
As I understand.
Yeah, so 3 years sober right now.
Wow, well done.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, KLOS, hello.
Vividly remember that.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Are you talking to yourself?
Yes, you were calling about fever, weird fever thing.
Dreams, yeah.
Yeah, I had tonsillitis when I was 17, and I had a 104 fever, and my parents took me to the hospital, and I vividly remember standing under a tree, watching my dad take me out of the car, and the two of them walking me into the hospital.
Wow.
Interesting. Oh,
so you were totally out of body.
Out of body experience. Yeah. another day.
Yeah, that's funky. So, wow, that's crazy. Tonsillitis.
That was very weird. Yeah, just tonsillitis.
Very interesting. So, how do you reconcile that in your mind now? I mean, you don't believe that you were actually floating above yourself or whatever, or do you? Or
I don't know how else to think, but I was standing there watching them take me out of the car and walk me to the hospital, and I walked in behind them and watched them work on me in the emergency room.
So weird.
That is awesome. Wow. That's crazy.
And when they started packing me in ice to try to get the fever down, then I was back in my mind.
Then you started feeling everything and you were back. Let me ask you a weird question. Yeah. Are you in any way kind of glad you had that experience? Like, you think it's an interesting life experience, or could you just completely do without it if you could edit it out?
No, I think it was an interesting life experience, actually.
Nice.
That
awesome.
Was pretty cool.
Yeah, right? Awesome. Thank you for calling.
Sligo's happy for you.
Yeah, I am, weirdly.
I would take mine back.
I don't know how many brain cells I lost that day, but...
well, I know that feeling. Cool.
Same.
Yeah.
We're all in that camp.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right on. Thank you for calling. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Yes. When I was little, I used to get such a high fever, I'd get delirious, and I wouldn't let anybody in the room except for my dad. Everybody else, I'd like scream, like kind of like Linda Blair. It was crazy.
Wow! And, so he was the only one that made you feel safe.
I guess because normally it's your mother that you want with you,
right?
You know?
Yeah, but yeah. I wouldn't have wanted my dad in with me.
He'd
been like, "Serves you right, boy."
I was like, "Oh my god, I can't believe it." I wouldn't let anybody in the room. I was like, "Get out of here!"
Wow, that's weird.
Did anything else happen while you were in the room, or was it just you didn't want other people in?
I guess I was just really, I think, not insecure with everybody else.
Okay, I got you.
Like, yeah,
everything was too close to me. You know.
So that was when you were a kid. You never have the fevers anymore like this?
I don't have fevers like...
Whew. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
You're
Thanks.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you.
818-955-KLOS. Tell us about your fever dream.
We are talking about when your temperature gets high enough, you have something called mania. And you have that?
Been a long time listener.
Thank you.
Of you guys, when I was a child, I had, I'll just let you know, Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
Yikes.
It's caused by a tick. And I was a little kid, maybe around 8 years old, and... for weeks, it was just a super high temperature, and I was vomiting, and I was falling over. All I could see were semi-trucks. Looked like they were coming right at me, one after the other.
Wow.
Round, round, round.
Wow.
Like that. And, okay, yeah. And so one day, we decided to go to, I can't remember the name of the restaurant back there in Old Hick, Virginia. But we went there, and my mom was consoling me, and so she was petting my head. And she said, "What the hell is this?" And she found the Rocky Mountain spotted fever tick in the worst location, right at the top of my spine and the base of my skull. And that tick had been nearly killing me for a few weeks.
Wow.
Wow.
As soon as they pulled it out, I am not kidding you, a half hour later, I was riding a bike.
Wow.
No kidding.
Damn.
Very
Damn.
Powerful.
That is. Yeah. That's crazy.
That sounds like no fun.
Yeah. Wow.
It was a terrible memory that ended really well.
Yes.
So
yeah, yeah.
No kidding.
Thank God you had a nice mom who was trying to console you, or you would have never found it.
And inaccurate trucks.
Why didn't she take me to the hospital sooner?
Well, you know. Whatever. You'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
You're going to go to a restaurant, man.
Yeah,
kid. Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I was calling about your hallucination.
Yeah, yeah.
I had pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the hospital bed, and I vividly thought that I was cold, so I was knitting a white t-shirt out of dirt.
Oh, wow. That is weird. That is awesome.
How did you find white dirt?
It wasn't white dirt. It was just dirt, but as I knitted, it became a white t-shirt.
Had you ever knitted? Are you a knitter?
Good question.
No, I don't think. Well, maybe as a little kid, mom might have given me a little bit of knitting lessons or something like that.
Right.
But I didn't do it.
That's a solid yes.
Yeah, that's interesting. I love brains. Brains are cool things. Dude, thank you for calling, man. Thanks. KLOS, hello. Tell us about your fever dream.
Hey, I was around, I think, 16 years old, and
I used to get migraines all the time since I was very, very little. And I get them from when I get excited. I get excited and I just, it triggers a migraine.
Right.
And it happened to be on Christmas Eve, of course. I got excited and I had a fever. And let me tell you one thing. I've done plenty of drugs in my time and hallucinogens and all that. And I have never hallucinated so hard like I did that night.
Wow.
What did you see?
Yeah, like what? Yeah.
Well, for one thing, I was on the bed, on my mother's bed, and all around me was just pitch black space, and yet the bed was floating, and all I heard was whispers going around the bed, back and forth, and it was irritating me, and I was asking it to stop, and I was calling for my mother, and my mother was actually holding me, and I'd never even seen her.
Wow.
She was holding me, and I couldn't even see her, yeah. It was so strange. And the next day, when I woke up, finally, everything was so loud, like if I had a hangover, like any noise, it was super loud, and I was kind of just scared. I don't know why.
See, now when you started saying it was Christmas Eve, I was thinking you saw Santa Claus show up, like, and it was Nick Frost or something from the Doctor Who.
Well, but yeah, that's what I thought. I'm like, I told my parents that I feel like someone's still here watching me, and it was whispers that I kept
yeah,
annoying
weird.
Me around the bed.
Wow.
Santa,
yeah.
Whispering.
Freaking
so
Santa.
Annoying. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Was it yesterday we were talking to crazy pet parents?
Yeah, I believe so. Yes.
Because we might need them to call back.
Okay. What we got for them now?
I was talking to Mike Catherwood, Psycho Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And
with your podcast,
yes,
Great News Only, right?
Which we're starting again.
And you can still find on YouTube, right?
Yes, and we're starting to put out new ones on Monday.
Nice.
He told me the name of his dogs.
Okay.
The name of his dogs, one of them, is named Gloria Van Glitterpuff.
Gloria Van Glitterpuff.
Yes.
I love that.
He says that was named by his daughter.
Okay, so he's trying to push it off.
But if you know Psycho Monk.
Yeah, sure, exactly. What is it? I'm picturing a Chihuahua or a Chow or something small and odd.
I don't know which one is the Glitterpuff. I'm not positive.
Right?
And then there's Harry Bowberry Coco.
Harry Bowberry Coco. That's good. Now, see, who named that one?
Again.
Yeah.
He blames it.
Exactly.
I have only had first name dogs.
Right. When and like Rover, right?
Sort of.
Spot.
I mean, yeah, you know, but only one word. I've never considered a middle and or last name.
I had a cat my sister named him Heathcliff. But then I did start getting weirder and weirder names as time went on. Zero, like named after Nightmare Before Christmas.
Right,
the dog.
But was there a middle and last name?
No, but the next dog was Ichi, which is one for Japanese because we were learning Japanese at the time.
Okay.
My wife and I. But she already had a name, which was Pixie. So she became Ichi Pixie. And then the people who used to take care of her called her Pop. So now she's Ichi Pixie Pop the Pup. She's got a long name.
Wow.
Right along.
That's,
And you know what? Mike's daughter actually named him. Named her.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did she? That's crazy that she has that kind of power.
Yeah. She's like, yeah. She called up and she goes, all right, here's what you're calling your dog.
All right, so here's what we need. You have a dog that has a pet that has a first, a middle, and a last name.
Yeah, at least three names.
Has to be at least three.
Wait, does that mean they're crazy? Am I crazy in your eyes?
I'm not saying that at all. I'll say it in a minute. 818-955 KLOS, your pet has a first, middle, and last name. We're talking about people who have pets with a first, middle, and last name. At least, you could have more than three names.
We'll be okay with that.
You have a pet like that?
I have a dog whose name is Theodore Frederick Bear.
Theodore?
Or otherwise known as Teddy Freddy Bear.
Ha ha. Okay,
wow.
Kevin?
Who named it?
My girlfriend.
How old was she? Nine?
Well, I guess Kevin has passed judgment. I was going to ask him to, and there you go. Thanks for calling in. Thank you.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I have a dog that has a first, middle, two middle, and a last name.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah, what are they?
Okay, the dog's name is Finnick Eugene Fitzherbert Proctor.
Wow. How come?
Yeah, why? they all seem unrelated.
My daughter liked the name Eugene Fitzherbert from the movie Rapunzel.
Okay.
Oh, that's funny. I thought that was from The Exorcist, but okay.
That's actually Flynn Rider's real name in the movie.
Okay.
Or in the cartoon movie. And then we didn't like Eugene as a first name for him, so we wanted to come up with something else, and they liked Finnick, she and my wife like Finnick from Hunger Games, so he became Finnick Eugene Fitzherbert, and our last name.
Do you ever, when he's in trouble, does he get the full name treatment like dads usually?
Oh, yeah, like when we were kids, yes. Oh, absolutely. It'll take a while.
Free,
you know? Yep. Here we go.
By the time you get done with it, he's already destroyed whatever he's working on.
Here's what I love.
And he's off in another room playing with a different toy.
Yeah, exactly.
Too,
so.
I love that you blame it both on your daughter and your wife.
Yeah.
That's strong.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, they're absolutely responsible. That's strong. I have nothing to do with it.
Thanks for calling,
man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
You have a pet with three names or more?
Yes.
All right, what is it?
Oli Juan Kenobi.
Ah, nice.
I don't hate it.
Yeah,
I should.
Does Obi ever make anything float or, like, you know, bring a spaceship back out of the lagoon for you?
No, his name is Oli.
Oli.
What?
Oli, and then my wife decided to give a middle name and a last name. Oli Juan Kenobi.
We have our high-low game coming up.
Oh, that's right. $1,800.
First, we're taking calls on people who have pets with three names or more. You have one?
Monkey Boy Bat Cat Floyd.
Monkey Boy Bat Cat Floyd.
Floyd is your last name?
My last name is not Floyd, but
right.
His last
name. Why is his name Floyd? Because of Pink Floyd?
Pink Floyd and Pretty Boy Floyd.
Nice.
Wow.
That's an interesting combo plate. Right? I like it. That's awesome. Yeah. Very cool. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, what is your pet's name?
Her name is Dakota Dracula, the dirtiest dog.
Dakota Dracula, the dirtiest dog?
Yeah.
I love that.
Why? Why?
DDD.
Honestly, I don't know. I think just because...
Did you name it?
Yeah, well, I named her Dakota, but my sister... is the one who makes up all these random names and we just add it on and she listens to all of those names and we call her by each.
Oh, cool. So you can say Dracula and she turns around?
Yes.
That's awesome.
That's pretty great.
I love that.
That is pretty great.
Right on. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
20 years ago, do you remember that movie? I think it was the second Mad Max movie called Mad Max Beyond
Thunderdome. Uh-huh. Yep. Third, actually, but yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
With Tina Turner.
My last name is Sunderland, so I named him Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. Had it on the papers.
I was just going to ask the last one if she had it on the papers. I love that you actually, it was official.
And you came up with that name.
I did.
How about that?
He was a crazy dog.
Despite how terrible the movie was.
Yeah, it was a bad movie.
It sucked.
Thank you for calling.
But yeah, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, dead dogs have to have three names. Otherwise, how do you yell at them properly?
Good point.
What are the three names of your pet?
Right now, I've got Mimi Noel Costin and Bosco Costin Montez.
What are the Costin in both?
Costin is my last name. Montez is my fiance's last name.
Oh, okay.
I got
all
you.
Right. All right. So they get in trouble a lot, do they?
And when I yell out all three names, they listen. Just like kids.
And your fiance is still going to marry you?
December 28th.
Yay! Congratulations.
That's what I meant. Congratulations.
Definitely Kevin's intent.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello. What are your dog's names?
Well, I adopted her as Mimi, but I added a question mark, followed by Spot.
So how do you say that in dog language?
Mimi Three Spots? It's a cat.
One more time?
Mimi Three Spots.
Amy Three Spots? Amy Three Spots?
Yes.
You got to put a question mark at the end, though.
That's just straight
That's
crazy,
That's a lot of
dude.
Work. Yeah. And crazy.
The question mark comes after the three.
Wait, listen, no one cares.
I care. That's weird.
That's a lot of work.
The cat cares. I care. Oh,
she's got a spot on her chin, a spot on her belly, and then a spot between her front paws.
Ah.
But when she sleeps, when she falls asleep on her back, and is in her front legs spread apart, that one spot becomes two. So it's not really three spots.
And you came up with this?
Yes, I'm weird. I have three cats.
No, right. I'm able to smoke that, and I appreciate you calling.
Sluggo wants to smoke your cats.
Nope, you cannot smoke
or at
my
least,
cat.
How about their catnip? I did try smoking that once.
Yes,
it didn't do anything for me. Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. Okay, calling about the funny pet name?
Yes, you have a pet with three or more names?
I actually have two pets that have three names. My dog's name is Agatha the Defiant de la Rosa.
Nice. I like that.
I kind of love that.
Yeah, that's good.
And we have a pig whose name is Notorious P.I.G. the Destroyer.
Oh, my God. Notorious P.I.G.
That is a winner.
Bean, take a lesson.
Wait, so Notorious P.I.G. and what? The Destroyer?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
You win. You win the internet today.
You win all of the names, yes. All of the pet names. The congratulations.
Radio. Yeah.
Thank you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We should give away some money.
Yeah, I get this money burning a hole in my pocket.
It's not in your pocket.
Oh, well, what is this in my pocket?
Ooh, the KLOS high-low game, powered by the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, is up to
$1,800. $1,800. That's awesome.
You guess a number between 0 and 95. We can tell you the last guess was 45.
That was too high.
And it was too high.
Yep.
That's what we can tell you. So you need to be caller 13-818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. Time for the KLOS high-low game. KLOS, who is this?
Hi, I'm calling for high-low.
For who?
High or low?
High or low. No, you got the right number.
This is the right number.
And you're calling for a person.
You're caller 13.
Hey. Yeah, you're not only... Yeah.
No way.
Yes, what's your name?
Minerva.
Minerva, you are caller 13. Yeah,
you got the night number. So that means you're going to Evanescence and Hailstorm. You win for sure.
Congratulations, and you get a shot at the KLOS high-low game. $1,800, a number between 0 and 95. And we can tell you, Minerva, that the last guess was 45, and it was too high.
I'm going to go with 41.
You are?
I am.
Well, okay.
I couldn't understand any of that. You just won.
I just won.
You just won $1,800.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Yes. I am so excited.
The actual number was 41. You nailed it right the first time.
Check you out, Minerva.
So you got Evanescence and Hailstorm tickets at YouTube Theater. You can buy tickets for that at Ticketmaster if you need to, but Minerva is going for free. And also,
$1,800.
You're making noises that only dogs can hear.
I think you broke your phone. You're so happy.
Probably.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's time for What We Learned.
That means it's time to go home. Woohoo!
Yes, it is. Fever dreams are just a brain malfunction because of a spike in your brain with high temperatures, and is one of the symptoms of any disease where you have a high temperature.
I knew. It's kind of interesting that a lot of people kind of enjoyed their weird moment in time.
I did not.
No, I wouldn't think so, but I think it's interesting that some people are like, huh.
Do not hide your drugs in Little Debbie products. Not cool. And it's okay to give your pets a first, middle, and last name as long as you always blame it on your kids. That's what we learned today.
Damn straight. All right, I'm off to pet my multi-named dog.
Enjoy.
Yeah, thank you.
See you tomorrow. Peace out.
It was on this day in rock in 1977 during a concert at Empire Pool in Wembley, London, that Elton John announced his, which of course absolutely stuck. It was on this day in rock in 1979 when the Eagles' sixth album, The Long Run, hit number one on the U.S. album charts, where it stayed for the rest of 1979. Can you figure out how long that is? If you said 9 weeks, well done. Give yourself a bonus point.